once again, only a few days to go before our Bushfire T20 showdown on Sunday, and it's pretty exciting stuff. It's starting to hot up, and we've got a great opportunity today to see who will be selected from the cricket world in the two teams. What we're going to go through, I'm quickly going to touch on the rules of the draft, the rules of the game. There's a couple of minor rule changes to the normal BBL rules, and then I'll hand over to the guys to determine who picks first, and then we'll go through the draft. Hamish and Lynchy will also announce their coaches today. So in terms of the rules of the draft, pretty simple. It'll be rock, paper, scissors to determine who picks first, and then they'll go through alternate picks. They've got a list of players who are available to be selected from. They have to choose a female player first, and then they'll go through and pick their four male players. Each team will have 8 AFL players, 4 SACA male cricketers and 1 female cricketer. That adds up to 13. Only 11 of those players can bat, and they have to be nominated before the game starts. Each team can bowl up to 10 players with a maximum overs of 3 per player. There will be a 12th man position and a 13th man position. 12th man position is going to be auctioned over the next couple of days, with all proceeds going to the bushfire appeal. The 13th man will be a member of the CFS who will be involved with the game and assist with the players on the bench and running water and drinks, etc. A couple of other rules worth noting. The first 4 batters in each innings must be AFL players. And the first cricketer can bat at number 5. So the boys have got some thinking to do as to how they structure up their team. The female cricketer must bat. There is a slight twist. There is an opportunity for the players, to nominate a wild card. And if the captain chooses to on the day, this player is not in the 11 batters that are named, but if they get in a little bit of trouble, they can adjust their batting lineup and sub out one of their AFL players and add in one of the male cricketers to boost their batting lineup during the game. The other rule, which will be interesting to watch, is that every player will have a free hit in the first ball that they face.
Nice.
So the umpire will signal accordingly, and we'll see some interesting first hits, I'd imagine. But all other BBL rules will apply. So on that note, we'll get underway with the draft, and rock, paper, scissors. I'll hand over to you guys and determine who's
perfect.
Who's going to pick first?
Let's do it, mate.
It's a good start.
Tom Lynch to pick first. Over to you, Vicky.
Well, I've got an easy decision. We're in desperate need of a keeper, and obviously, being an Adelaide Crows ambassador and Australian cricket, it's hard to go past Alex Carey.
Hang on. We've got to pick the female cricketer first. Is that right? Were they the rules?
Were the rules. Gotcha.
I was just so eager to get him into my side.
Given you've done that.
I'll go back to the start. I'm going to pick Bridget Patterson. So Bridget's a Strikers BBL player. She's from KI, and which is a place close to a lot of Crows players. And I believe she made a 50 against the Stars in the most recent BBL. So she'll fit into our batting lineup quite nicely.
Nice choice.
Whoever made the second choices.
You're late. Yeah, our hands are tight a bit here. Obviously, with the female selection first, I'm going to go with Sarah Lowe. So Sarah, she's an all-rounder, medium pacer. I think she averaged just over 7 with the ball in her recent season. She's a winner of the Curran Rolton Medal, which is similar to the McGarry Medal here in South Australia. So all-rounder, and I think we're going to be struggling for some bowling options, so she'll be very handy for us.
Well, I've got Carey. So,
who would have thought?
Yeah, who would have thought? It's, so as I said before, but it would have been hard picking knowing I had him come, so I'll pass it back over to you, mate.
No dramas. All right, well, in that case, if you're picking an ambassador, I suppose we better do the same thing. So with selection number 2, we'll go for Travis Head. Everyone knows what he's capable of, Heady, and provides a bit of a spin option for us as well with his tweakers. So Heady will hopefully provide. I think we'll slot him in at number five. Obviously, a few of us got a bat ahead of him, so he'll have to cop that on the chin and do some damage in the middle order.
Might make sure I bring Tex on when he comes into bat. Well, this is an easy decision, I think, picking my next player. I want to go with someone we desperately in desperate need of some bowlers, but for the sheer fact that I don't want to face him, we're going to go with Rashid Khan. So he'll fit into our lineup quite nicely. I believe he had a bowl to you guys as well.
Yeah,
so,
he did. Yeah, we've got a bit of experience against Rush. Yeah, so
a lot of people say that.
To take him on again.
Yeah, well, he's a crow for the day.
Righto, well, we're going to need a gloveman, so I'm going to go with my good man, where is he? Harry Nilsson. Obviously, probably the second keeper in line after Alex Carey, but still very, very capable with glove and bat, so I'm happy to have Harry on board as support man for the day.
Okay, peace. I'm going to stick with the theme of Crows men, and I'm going to go with Big Kane Richardson, who's an SA boy as well. He just finished up at the Renegades at a disappointing year, but we're apt to get Kane on board. He's obviously another Australian cricketer, so I'm not sure we're going to find room for him in the batting lineup, but he'll certainly be a pivotal bowler for us. So we're going to have an interesting attack, I would have thought.
Very good. Righto, who else we got here? Yeah, again, look, we're going to have to go for a bowler because, again, we're pretty short in that regard. So and I know this man's an avid Port man, Maggie's and Power supporter. So we're going to go for Chad Sayers. Hasn't played a lot of short-form cricket, especially of late, but he's more dominant in the four-day game at Shield level. But he'll provide some pretty handy swing bowling, I imagine, and he might tie you down throughout the middle overs and potentially at the death as well. So Chaddy Say is going to be our man.
It'll be tough to face. Last selection. A few good names on this list. But we are going to go, and probably will probably bat at five for us, but Jakey Weatherald, who's had a fantastic BBL for the Strikers thus far and hopefully can make another big score on Saturday night and carry that form over till Sunday. So Jakey Weatherall is going to be my final selection for the game, and also is the right time to announce our coach for the game will be none other than former Australian great cricketer and coach Darren Lehman. So another Crows man. So we're just bolstering the lineup.
Nice.
It's been a good day for the Crows.
Brings an interesting haircut to the lineup too. Weathers, doesn't he? There's a bit going on up top there. Anyway, all right, our final selection. I like this guy. He's been mic'd up a bit during the BBL series, and I like what he's about. He seems like a ripping fella. He comes from the other side of the world and can hit a big ball. We'll go for Phil Salt. Again, he'll have to slot into the middle order, five or six. But I reckon he'll do some damage and he'll get the crowd involved, I reckon, with a few crowd catches. So that'll be really important for everyone. And our coach announcement, very, very happy to announce that another very avid Port Adelaide man, Nugget Rees, will be our coach for Sunday's game. So very, very happy to have Nugget on board.
Perfect. What advice do you reckon Nugget will have for the players?
I'm sure he's going to have plenty of advice, and I might have to whack a muzzle on him at some stage because once he gets going, he doesn't stop Nug. But I would tell everyone to listen to the captain. That's one of his go-to lines. Play in the V and have a bit of fun.
Is it hard giving the gloves up, you personally?
Yeah, I might have to have a little word to Harry about. Maybe we might be able to swap over at the 10 over mark. So I know Matty Crouch will be keen to get the gloves as well. So we might be able to come to a negotiation there. Maybe to some of the slower bowlers. To limit the risk a little bit with finger injuries, but it'd be nice to get behind the stumps again. We'll see what happens.
You were impressed in the nets yesterday,
huh? Well, you guys left a bit earlier, but Connor Rosie threw the pads on once everyone had disappeared, and he hits a very crisp ball. So I wouldn't bowl it full to him because he'll whack it back over your head.
So. Well, that's why we got Richo and...
But no, all the guys can hit a reasonable ball. you know, I think I've mentioned to a couple of people, we've probably selected a bit more on talent rather than, you know, the Crows guys have probably gone for character.
That's the first jab. Oh, you guys know who they are.
Tom, you mentioned last week that Rashid Khan wasn't going to make the cut. Bit of a backflip on that one today.
Yeah, certainly a backflip. Now, after I've seen him perform, he passed a few tests of mine. Now, he's obviously an important piece for the day, and you know, it's going to be great to see him out and supporting such a great cause. And I know both teams are really looking forward to playing with him. And yeah, as I said before, I'm just super glad I don't have to face him. So, yeah, we're looking forward to having him in the team.
I think the Port Boys yesterday said 4 or 5 wickets. Tom Cleary said it's his prediction for the win. What's your reaction to that?
Oh, I think he might be changing his mind after he's seen who I've picked today. But we had a little net session here at Adelaide Oval ourselves, and yeah, I think we surprised ourselves a little bit. We caught up as a team, and I asked everyone what they wanted to do, what was their preference, and everyone said, "I'm an opening batsman or an opening bowler." So we're going to have to fight amongst ourselves to see who bats and bowls were.
Hamid, there's a bit of talk about the AFL sort of monitoring the situation in China with you guys, with obviously your game coming up during the year. Yeah, it probably goes without saying that the right decision will be made, but as players, are you glad that sort of thing's on the agenda and precautions are being taken?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, there's a bit of common sense, I suppose, that comes into play there. Our footy club and the AFL are never going to put anyone in risk of falling ill in that circumstance. So we'll see how things play out over the next couple of months. Hopefully things are under control by then. We can get over there. We love getting over there as a footy club and as a team. It's a really good sort of 4 or 5 days. But I think for the betterment of everyone, let's hope that this virus can sort of get on top of, we can get on top of it. Before anything too nasty sort of unfolds.
Players been told anything yet, or as a playing group, what's the sort of stance at the moment?
Basically that we'll just sort of wait and see how things unfold over the next couple of months. As I mentioned, we won't take any risks, and neither will the AFL. So when it comes a little bit closer to that match actually taking place, the necessary precautions will be taken, I'm sure.
So at this stage, it's all systems go until it changes.
Yeah, exactly right. We'll plan ahead as normal, and there's obviously a fair bit of work that goes into that game from a footy club point of view. I think there were some people that were due to go over there maybe even as early as next week to start preparing for it all. So as far as I'm aware, that will still go ahead. But if things get any worse over there, then we'll make sure people are safe and sound at home.
How could be all of your plans go out the window if either team makes a big score first up? Like, do you just sort of go straight into, let's get the strikers in as quick as we can? How could be, does that all change for you boys? Obviously, winning's pretty important, just as a little side note.
Yeah, winning is important. Certainly, we'll be playing to win, but we're looking forward to having a lot of fun as well. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I think the Port have declared they want to bat first about 5 or 6 times, so hopefully we win the toss and shake that up. But we'll give our best foot forward. And yeah, as you're right, if we're in a bit of trouble, we've got some artillery we can send out there.
So another issue that was on the agenda was a bit of gambling and stuff in the AFL. Obviously, there's the advertising and the moral sort of argument. There's been a suggestion from Eastern Wood that players could potentially look at a reduction in payment to get rid of the betting advertising in the game. Is that something players would support? Do you think it's an issue?
Oh, look, from my point of view, I feel like there's an increased amount of support, or there has been over the last 2 or 3 years, particularly in terms of services that we can access as players if any of us feel like that's becoming a real issue, and there's a lot of anonymity that comes with that as well. You know, we can talk to people about concerns that we might have about teammates. You know, there's a huge amount of support and services that have been implemented by the AFL and the AFL Players Association around this sort of stuff. So I think so long as we keep going down that path, the issue shouldn't become any bigger or more significant than what it is right now. If we have to go down the path of taking pay cuts, then I'm sure that, you know, as an industry, we'd be able to do that. But I think we've got the right services and a right amount of services in place to be able to help us out with that sort of stuff.
Do you guys know how ticket sales are going for Sunday?
Yeah, I think we're north, nearly at about 30,000 tickets for the game on the weekend. Expecting to obviously have a big push for that as it gets closer to the game. And I mean, I've already spoken to a number of people that have, you know, voiced how they can help through this situation, and by coming to the game, that's making them feel like they're playing their part in raising money for the bushfire victims and firefighters that have obviously been through all this. And you know, there's no better way than coming and enjoying yourself on Sunday, putting a few smiles on people's faces, and you know, hopefully we can raise as much money as we can. And obviously just extremely lucky the Adelaide Oval's doing what it's doing in putting on this game for us. So we both obviously love playing footy here, and you know, we're very lucky and fortunate that we get to play a game of cricket here now too. So you know, big thank goes to them, obviously.
Yeah,